Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are currently holding for further traffic clearance.
Check out Kristen's new website, magicaljourneysvacations.com, for all your vacation needs. Disney, Universal, cruise lines, and more.
Thank you for traveling with us.
magicaljourneysvacations.com.
Have her book your magical vacation today.
Listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
The Dining at Disney Podcast.
The Dining at Disney Podcast.
You know the thing about good food? It brings folks together from all walks of life.
Your ultimate source for the wonderful world of dining at the Disneyland and Walt Disney World Resort.
If you are what you eat, then I only want to eat the good stuff.
Kristen and Bubba are your guides on this culinary adventure.
People are going to line up for miles around just to get a taste of my food.
Join them as they discuss the latest food news, expert tips, recommendations, and trip planning advice as it relates to Disney dining.
Try the gray stuff. It's delicious. Don't believe me? Ask the dishes.
From quick service to fine dining, you'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney Podcast. And now your hosts, Kristen and Bubba.
Welcome to another episode of the Dining at Disney Podcast, your ultimate source for delicious discussion about dining at Disneyland and Disney World. I am your host, Foodie Kristen, and with me is former cast member, Bubba. Bubba, we've got a good show that we're going to be doing today. This is going to be a fun one, and this will be, it's a good show for both like first-time visitors as well as those who have been many times like we have.
Yeah, if you have to eat a podcast, this is going to be the one to eat right here. You're going to eat this one up all day. So this is going to be a nice, delicious podcast.
So I think we should tell them. This one is our favorite, the best snacks, the things you need to have when it comes to visiting the parks. So, yes.
Oh, yeah.
We've got nice lists going on, and I'm sure we're going to overlap some.
We will, because we haven't talked about our list yet. We're kind of like keeping it a little bit surprised for us. So I told you one, but you know, we'll both agree on it too. So
I'm going to start with the Mickey Premium Bar. To me, that's one of those things that everybody has to have at some point in a Disney trip, whether it be your first Disney trip or your 30th Disney trip. It doesn't matter. At some point, you have got to try these premium bars. It's shaped like a Mickey, and it's a dark chocolate and vanilla ice cream and very tasty.
Yum. Yes, I think I've had a couple of those over at our park. Yeah, they are very tasty.
We actually got one of those for a magical moment once when we were on our honeymoon. A cast member said, "Congratulations. Here you go. Here's the Mickey bar."
Oh, that's nice. I had to pay for mine. Should have said it was my anniversary. Well, that's a little secret for you guys. Just say it's your anniversary. Maybe you might score a free Mickey bar.
You never know. You never know what cast member you're going to get and what kind of mood they're in and how generous want to be. So
that is very true. Yeah, you might shine for a cast member and they'll treat you with some nice Disney magic too, just like they did giving you that bar. So that's nice. How nice of them. Well, I'll go with mine. Because we got a nice long list. So we don't have to go through all the details. I kind of broke mine down into lands, but.
Okay. That's good.
You know, so if you're over on Main Street, you know, all my snacks have to do with kind of like you want to eat while you're like walking around the park, you know, so. This one is one of my favorites, and it's the French apple pie caramel apple, which you can get at any arcade over on Main Street. And I try to get one every time I go to the park. And, you know, it's a, they have the best caramel apples, best candy apples there. But this one is just a little bit more special. It's a green apple covered in caramel. Then they sprinkle it with like a powdered dust, kind of like an apple pie. Well, you would with that. And then at the bottom, it's a nice thick crust halfway through the bottom. And then on top, they kind of layer it with, you know, breading with the kind of like how the French apple pie is. And yes, this thing is one of the best things. I always get it every time, basically every time I buy one of these. And it's a good thing, too, because you can also, you know, take it home with you. But I like eating it while I'm on the go. You know, while I'm walking around the park. And usually sometimes people stop me and ask me, where'd you get that? That looks delicious. I'm like, oh, go over to the Penny Arcade. They got plenty of them there. You know, they also have the decorative ones like that, like Mickey Sorcerer Hat and whatever theme is going on with that season. But the French apple pie, caramel apple, definitely one of my favorites at the Penny Arcade on Main Street.
Well, my list, I'm starting off, so you're doing yours by land. I'm just starting off with the ones that you can find in numerous locations. And mine is along the same lines, and it is any of the specialty caramel apples, because they are always good. And there's some really, I mean, they do a really good job with the seasonal ones, and they're super cute. Yes. Like, they'll have Mickey and Minnie Mouse dressed up, an apple that's kind of dressed like Halloween. Or they'll do a special one for St. Patrick's Day that's green, and he has like a little kind of like a leprechaun hat on, you know, those kind of things. So I think those are definitely something everybody has to try as one of the specialty apples at some point, whether it be like the one you mentioned or a really cute character one. I'm like throwing my pen around in here. Oops.
Oh.
So what's next on your list, Bubba?
My next on my list. So we're still sticking to Main Street. You know, corn dogs are probably one of the top things. You know, obviously everybody has to have a corn dog at Disneyland, but this one place just makes it a little bit more special, and it's worth the wait, the long line. That's the Red Wagon corn dog cart over on Main Street, right by the Plaza Inn. I always talk about this on the podcast. Even it was one of Walt's favorites. He would even work inside the Red Wagon cart sometimes and surprise guests, you know, by working in there. Even my wife, Taylor, when she was a cast member, she got to work in the Red Wagon corn dog cart.
Oh, nice.
You know, this, you can always, you know, if you want to wait in the line, sometimes it could be like a 30-minute wait. But that's what makes it special, is that there's a lot of history when it comes to that Red Wagon cart, and the corn dogs always come out phenomenal there. You can have your choice of with chips or with apple slices, and it's a nice snack to just walk around the park with. You know, sometimes you'll even get a lucky cast member who will, you know, show you. I think there's a couple pictures that are inside the Red Wagon cart, you know, with Walt working inside the cart. You know, and sometimes they'll display them outside too, which they used to. I don't know if they do anymore, but like I said, the Red Wagon cart has a lot of history when it comes to Disney. I think it was there when the park first opened. So, you know, that grab a corn dog from that particular spot. If, you know, first timers, it's a must right there. Definitely. You know, there's a lot of other places you can get corn dogs at, you know, over at Frontierland or in Disney California. But this one, just go try it and take some pictures too with the Red Wagon cart. There's history there. History, which is what I love about Disney.
I need to try that because I have yet to have a corn dog there.
I've
been to the Corn Dog Castle, but I have not had one at the Red Wagon. I need to do that next time.
Yeah, the Corn Dog Castle is always fun to go to also. But, you know, like I said, Red Wagon all the way.
So another item that you can get at various locations is a turkey leg. And I'm not a fan of the turkey leg. I think it's a little it's too greasy for me. However, you have to at least try a turkey leg at some point. And I say, if you're not so sure about it, share it with a friend. Share it with a family member.
Yes.
Share your turkey leg. And that way you can say, I have had a Disney turkey leg, because they are enormous. I mean, they're like, it's a whole meal in and of itself.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I'm kind of with you there when it comes to the taste of the turkey leg. I'm not big on turkey or leg, but, you know, but, you know, the first time I had one, I wasn't too impressed. You know, I thought it wasn't, you know, it needed a touch of salt. It was cooked perfect, though. It was very tender. You know, I don't know how they cook them over there. Very tender. The meat comes right off the bone. And, you know, share it with somebody for your first time. So that way you can get a feel like, you know, is this something I could eat all by myself?
Yeah, because some people are all about the turkey leg. Like it is a tradition for them to every time they go to Disney to have a turkey leg.
Yes, it is.
So yeah, it's definitely a must do, I think.
And it is not an emu leg, by the way. It is turkey, not emu.
I don't understand where that whole rumor that it was emu, where in the world that came from. But you can't do that. Like, it's against the law to sell something and call it something else, you know?
Exactly. But, oh, well, you know, enjoy it. The turkey leg, always famous. So I'm going to move over to Adventureland, where Indiana Jones is, Tarzan's Treehouse. They have the Bengal Barbecue, which is another favorite for people that visit. You know, low APs love it. You know, first-timers, it's definitely something you want to try. Not that big of a menu. They have a lot of skewers, a lot of dessert skewers too. But is the meat barbecue with the? It's called the. Well, there's two of them that I love. One of them's a safari skewer, and it's just bacon wrapped asparagus, cuts of asparagus wrapped in bacon. You get about 6 cuts on the skewer, and favorite things when I had it last time. Also, the Bengal beef skewer with the sweet Zulu sauce. That was another favorite of mine. I think I tried them about a year ago, last time I had it, and it tasted phenomenal. You know, it's always something good you can walk around the park with and eat and enjoy. Also share with other people, you know, and it's a quick snack. It's only $5 for the meat skewer, $4.50 for the bacon wrap skewer. And, you know, that's still before your AP discount too. So if you're an AP, it's even cheaper, and it's a great snack, something cheap for you to grab, to share with too, with the family. And that's over by Adventureland, right? I think, yeah, right across from Indiana Jones Line.
Yep. It's tasty.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And this is going to be my last one that you can get in various locations. And it's going to be a Rice Krispie treat, because Disney does some really cool Rice Krispie treats in the shape of Mickey dipped in, you know, chocolate and then drizzled with white chocolate and, you know, some some different icings on there, colored icings and stuff. So it's a fun treat. It's very tasty. Not the healthiest of Disney treats, but it's good.
I think I had one the last time I was there. You had left, because the last time we were there, you were there, and yeah, it was the day after, I believe, or something like that.
And the one thing is,
yeah, I was always living there.
You can always take them home too, for, you know, they make nice like gifts to give people, you know.
Yes.
Family members and stuff, when you come home from a trip, like, hey, I brought you something. Hey, I brought you a Rice Krispie treat. I mean, they're pretty good.
Yeah, because if you do want to gift them, they can wrap them in a clear plastic bag for you. If you just wanted to eat it around, they'll give you like a paper bag for it. But same with the apples too. They're great gifts to give out too, as a, you know, gift snacks from Disneyland. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, Rice Krispie treats. That's a good one right there. We're going to stick to Adventureland and stick to the most famous over in the park, and that's the Tiki Juice Bar over by the Tiki Room. The world-famous Dole Whip is served there, which basically rolled out everything pineapple you could think of at Disney, thanks to Dole. Aren't that pricey. They're still like $4.50, $5 a piece. You can get the Dole Whip float. You can get pineapple skewers there. But, you know, the original soft serve Dole Whip is something you must try. And I know you definitely agree with me about that.
Yes, because that was actually the next thing I was going to mention on my list. And Magic Kingdom is, you know, actually I prefer the Dole Whip float, and I get it with the, you know, the pineapple Dole Whip ice cream, And then it's got pineapple juice with it. And it's so tasty.
And you can now get it with alcohol over at, I want to say one of the hotels over at, either in Grand Californian, I believe, or a Disneyland hotel. Yes, you can get rum inside your Dole Whip, which
they do that at Epcot for food and wine too.
For food and wine? With the rum. Yeah. Oh, that's to try that. So that's something I will try in the future, hopefully.
Ours at Magic Kingdom can be found at Aloha Isle, which is also in Adventureland.
All right. Nice. So yeah, Dole Whip, top of the list right there. Must try.
What else you got, bud?
So, all right. We're going to, as you're walking through, we got Frontierland. So we're going to stick to something that's on the secret menu. You've probably seen like a lot of videos online for secret menu stuff, but this was some I've had for years that was on the secret menu over at the Golden Horseshoe. And that is the ice cream nachos. Yum, yum. Give me some. It's got, they just chop up a couple waffle cones, dust, you know, stick them at the bottom, three scoops of ice cream. Chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry, I believe, or you can just do all chocolate or all vanilla, and then they basically go to town with it with chocolate syrup, whipped cream, cherries. You can have nuts on there if you want to on top, and it's great to share. You know, if you do want to sit down real quick and enjoy it in a nice air-conditioned Golden Horseshoe, that is definitely something you could do, or you can walk around with it around the park. Just don't do it on a very hot day, which is starting to get to now over here in California. We finally saw our first 100-degree weather last week. Ugh.
Ooh.
Well, it's funny because it was 104 on Thursday. Saturday, it dropped down to 70. Yeah, 70, like 60-something, and it was raining. So that's California for you.
Yeah, we recently hit, we're in the low 90s. And it rained and the temperatures dropped into like the high 50s and everybody's like, oh my gosh, it's winter.
So, like, you know, the ice cream nachos is definitely something you should have at the Golden Horseshoe. Like I said, it's not on the menu. So you do have to just mention it. Yeah. Can I do the ice cream nachos? And they will gladly serve it for you.
Next on my list is LeFou's Brew. I'm going with a drink. It's a frozen drink, and you can get it at Gaston's Tavern in New Fantasyland. And it is like frozen apple juice, and they put marshmallow syrup in with it. And I always ask for an extra pump of marshmallow. It makes it even better. So if I don't really like apple juice. So that makes that drink like where I like it and I want to drink it. The first time I had I had it the original way, and somebody had, I think a cast member had actually told me like, oh, we'll put an extra pump in it if you don't really like, you know, apple juice. So then that's what I ended up doing next time and trying it that way.
You're not driving home. Get another shot. Take another shot. You ain't driving home.
And yeah, that's in New Fantasyland that you can get that over at Gaston's Tavern.
Well, sticking to Frontierland for me, Rancho del Zocalo, great food over there. Some of the best Mexican food you can have, but they do have a good snack that you can grab on the go. They're already bagged ready for you. And that's the cinnamon chips or the lime chips. Have you had these? I don't know if you've had these.
I have not. I've seen them, but I haven't had them yet.
Yes, they're super, super good snack to share with the family. They're not too expensive. And, you know, it's something that you just want to grab quick. The lime chips, they got a great hint of lime to them. You know, it's not overpowering. You know, the cinnamon chips, though, good. They're so crisp. The cinnamon and sugar flavored is times, especially as you go towards the bottom where all the crumbs are, which is one of my favorite things. Yeah. But the cinnamon chips and lime chips over at Rancho del Zocalo, you should always grab a bag of those. Even grab a bag to take home too, or to gift, because they're already pre-bagged and, you know, sealed up and ready to go. So yeah, try those.
Well, I haven't tried those because every time I'm there, your wife's got me hooked on the carne asada. So I always get the carne asada anymore. But next time I need to do that.
Entrees? Yeah, we'll grab a bag. Yeah, we're going to grab a bag next time you're here.
So I'm going to head over down to Epcot, and I'm going to suggest getting, they have a croissant donut. and it's, everybody calls it a cronut, and it's flaky and it's got tons of like sugar and cinnamon on it, like all coated in it. And it is a very nice, like sweet snack to have. And it's available at the refreshment port, which is in the World Showcase area.
I never knew they had cronuts. I wish they had, I don't know if they have cronuts over here or croissant donuts. I've had one before. Well, it was really good actually. Yeah. But it wasn't from Disney.
Yeah, it's pretty tasty.
It is. Wow, that's good. So let's stick over, go over to Fantasyland. There's only one place, and I haven't tried this, but everybody has been raving about it online. They just turned Village House into the Red Rose Tavern, and they do have, you know, not as Beauty and the Beast. They do have the gray stuff, but this dessert, they said, is even better than the gray stuff, and that's the lemon rose cake. I've heard phenomenal reviews about it. It's a beautiful lemon cake on top, shaped as a rose. They put a couple sprinkles on there to give it that, you know, like rose effect on top. And it has a strawberry rose filling, which kind of looks like raspberry. Very tasty, they say. And then the thin chocolate cookie crust at the bottom. So you got kind of like three flavors all rolled into one there. And it, they said it's not overpowering. So when I go to the park, I am going to try this. I wanted to try it last time. I just couldn't get to it because everybody was in line for the Rose Cup.
I want one of those. They're still so cool.
Well, luckily, one of my friends got one of the Diz twins who I guess you guys talked to. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you guys talked to on a ski room. She got me a cup. So when I get there, I have
to go.
Yeah, she put on Facebook that, oh, I heard that they have the Rose Cups back tonight. So she zoomed over there and got in line right before they closed. And she happened to score herself three of them. And she's like, I got you one. I'm like, yes. So, you know, thanks for that. I think it was Sarah and Rebecca. So thank you for grabbing me that cup. But laugh, the lemon rose cake, try it out. What you think if you happen to try before I do. And yeah, like I said, it's beautiful too, the way they prepare this.
Well, I'm going to now head to the France Pavilion and Epcot and get the brioche ice cream sandwich. And it's fresh made brioche. And the ice cream and everything is made there in the France Pavilion. But they have these fantastic flavors of ice cream, and they put the ice cream in between the fresh brioche. And it's got... you know, it's a nice alternative if you want something sweet but not too sweet, because the brioche isn't sweet, so it kind of mellows out that, instead of like an ice cream sandwich where it's sweet cookie with sweet ice cream. So yeah, it's really good.
Especially fresh brioche. Just thinking of that right there. Wow, they should bring that over here. And where was that? Where can you find that?
They make a lot of great stuff in the France Pavilion. The particular place that this is at is L'Artisan de Glacier. It's their ice cream shop that they have. But there's also like another restaurant, quick service place, that's back behind it. And they have tons and tons of like sandwiches and salads and all kinds of pastries and stuff. I mean, it's an amazing pavilion for snacking. I mean, you could just eat all kinds of desserts and stuff there.
Nice. There, I'm going to have to try. I'm afraid if I go there, I'm not going to leave that pavilion area with all the different lands. I'm just going to go to town.
It's easy. There's so much good stuff in the World Showcase, all those countries.
Well, let's go over to New Orleans Square for me. Not much at New Orleans Square. There's maybe like one or two places, but right now you can get, you know, churros are everything when you go to the park, but the golden churro, which they're having for the Pirates 50th over at Disneyland. I don't know if they have these at Walt Disney World.
We don't have the golden churros. Right now we've got the red and blue lightsaber churros going on,
which just started over at Disneyland too. I think it just started a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. The red and blue ones. But the golden churro, wow. When I had that, mind away, you know, it's just instead of the cinnamon and sugar, they put the lemon gold flakes on top, or, you know, roll it in. And I talked about this on when we talked about the Pirates thing. It tasted just, it reminded me of Lucky Charms. You had the lemon Lucky Charms and that flavor just hit you. And, you know, a lot of people prefer the golden churro over the regular churro right now. And then same thing over in New Orleans Square, you can go get, I mean, Mickey shaped beignets, which are the best beignets you can have because they use the Cafe Du Monde mix.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they use that actual mix, but they also do the two with the same lemon flakes on there. So try it out over at the Golden Churro, only in New Orleans Square, though. You can't get it anywhere else except in New Orleans Square, which is right in the in front of the French Market restaurant. Yes.
Nice. My next thing is I'm heading over to Germany Pavilion, and my first suggestion there is the caramel corn from Caramel Kuchen. It is Werther's caramel that they use. And don't get it bagged. There is like bagged, like pre-bagged ones, but you want to get it fresh because the fresh stuff is incredible. It is I mean, you want it when it's hot and they just finished making it. And it's just, yeah, it's just the best caramel corn you can get. And you can watch them make it too. When you go into the shop, there's like a big kettle and you can see them like tossing the caramel all over the popcorn and stuff. So it's fun to watch too.
I love the windows of seeing everyone making the candy, or, you know, like when you walk up Main Street, you can see them walking, making the peanut chocolate clusters or chocolate dipped strawberries or the little toffee bars with the rolled in chocolate and nuts.
Yeah, I've seen those. Those.
And then if you go during winter, you can see them make the big giant candy canes, which are huge, by the way. They're like this big. I mean, huge.
It's like a foot?
And maybe a little bit bigger. Yeah, I think I have one somewhere around. I still have mine. We ate one and we kept the other one. Just because it's too big. It's big. It was too big. I couldn't even finish mine. I mean, it was so big. So, yeah, but I like the little windows where you can see them make everything for you, which is nice. Over Fantasyland. We're still, still in New Orleans Square. This move. So New Orleans Square did have the stuffed potatoes, but they moved them back over to the Troubadour in Fantasyland right by, Snow White Theater where they do, Mickey and the Magical Map. So over at the Troubadour, they have one of my favorites, and this is a great vegan, if you're not the broccoli and cheese stuffed baked potato. And it's a huge, giant baked potato, and nice cuts of broccoli, tender broccoli, a cheese sauce on top. And they do sprinkle a couple of, some real cheese on it, too. And it just melts all over the potato. Definitely one of my favorite, baked potatoes there. They also have a chili one, which I kind of get sometimes, too, if you do want that meat, meat and beans. But the broccoli and cheese stuffed baked potato, a good snack to have around. It's also big enough to share, too, if, you got somebody else with you. And that's over at the Troubadour by in Fantasyland.
And since I said the caramel corn was the first of mine, my second item is the giant pretzel that they have in the Germany Pavilion. I mean, it's bigger than your head, Bubba. It is like enormous pretzel, probably about like a foot by maybe like 9 inches, something like that. I mean, it's a giant, giant pretzel. Definitely something you could share with somebody. And they only have those in the Germany Pavilion. And for anybody that has ever been to Munich and has seen the giant pretzels at the Hofbräuhaus, they're the same size. They're that big, giant, Munich style pretzel. And yes. I cannot wait to get those another one. Like,
can you get those? Are they like plain or do they like come in? Like, can you get them salted or?
They're just salted. They're all just.
They're just salted?
Pretzel. Yeah. They're good though.
Yeah. I've seen the pictures of those and they're huge. Wow. I wish I had some like that over here.
See, I love doing the pretzel and the beer, and that is like the perfect snack for me. It makes me very happy.
Can you eat the whole pretzel?
I could eat the whole pretzel, but I like to share my pretzel. That way I can eat something else too.
Yeah. Over in Critter Country, which is towards the end of Adventureland, past the Haunted Mansion, they have the Hungry Bear restaurant. And this is, a lot of people rave over this ever since they brought it over. They've started, you know, experimenting with different funnel cakes. They had the French apple funnel cake, which was, on top with whipped cream. They also have a churro funnel cake, but this one is taking the cake, and it's the blueberry lemon funnel cake. Over at Mouse Pyre, they tried it. And they rave over it, how the size of it, how much it is. And so it's a blueberry capote with drizzled lemon frosting topped with whipped cream and powdered sugar. And for the price, it's only $7.50. But like I said, if you're an AP, it's even cheaper. So I think three people can actually share this, the funnel cake. You know, when it comes to, you know, having that, you want that sweet snack. You have the lemon, you have the blueberry. What's great about it too is you can get everything on the side. So if somebody doesn't like blueberry, the capote on the side, or the lemon frosting on the side, which sometimes we do too, because we always get the strawberry one sometimes with me and Taylor share, but she doesn't like the strawberry drizzled on top because it makes the which she likes it crispy, which I do too. So, you know, the blueberry lemon funnel cake over at the Hungry Bear restaurant over in Critter Country. Try that. Yeah.
My last item from Epcot is going to be the school bread, which is found in Norway at Kringla Bakery Olg Cafe. Oh, there, I got it out. It's a pastry. It's got some coconut on top, some custard. It's you can share it. I mean, it's not huge, but it's a good size thing to share, especially if you're planning to do a lot of snacking, then definitely get that and share it. But it's one of the most popular dishes. A lot of times people are looking to like try and make it at home. I have not tried to do that yet because I'm not really a baker. I am a cook, not a baker. And I think it's the fact that there's so much measuring and you have to be precise when it comes to baking that's just not my thing. I'm kind of like, I'm going to throw a little of this in, a little of that in. You can't do that when you're baking. So.
When you're big, you can do this. Well, you can do this while you're cooking, you know, whichever that little sprinkle thing is that the guy does on the online, which got famous. But yeah, when it comes to baking, you have to measure everything. That I can definitely attest to. Teaspoons, tablespoons, cups, everything. You can't do a dash of this and a dash of that like when you're cooking. Baking, even when we did the some of the demonstrations for Food and Wine Festival when she was baking the whoopie pie, I believe. Was that what we were watching? Yes.
You saw that. Yeah.
I think she even said when it comes to baking, use exact ingredients. Don't just estimate, and you'll come out with perfect, perfect baked goodies that you can send my way. Over here in California. So just I'll Facebook you my address. Just send them over to me.
Oh gosh.
I haven't stuck really to Disney California. Yeah. If there is another park over in Disneyland Resort. So Disney California, I'll stick to one place right there, which you can grab a lot of snacks at. And that's over at the Cozy Cone in Cars Land. You can grab, any type of drinks you want, sodas, floats. You could do ice cream, popcorn. They got different flavored popcorns, churros with chocolate sauce. But this one's one of my favorite, and that's the chili con queso cone over at the Cozy Cone. And that is just, it's just one of the breaded cones. They put a good amount of chili on top or inside, and then cheese on top, and it hits the spot. It's perfect to take with you to walk everywhere. They do have the mac and cheese cone too, which is mac and cheese inside with bacon on top. So if combine the two, and it's phenomenal. You will not regret it over in Carsland over at the Cozy Cone. And then I'm going to stick to one more, and I'm going to stick to this drink right here. This is in downtown Disney. If you guys haven't heard about the unicorn frap that they served all over Starbucks, you know, I think it's gone. But this is kind of a different rendition of it. This is only served, from what I hear, at downtown Disney in Anaheim, and that's the Pink Pegasus Frappuccino. And you can get this at the Starbucks next to the World of Disney store. And hotcakes, from what I understand, everybody's getting this. I'm seeing pictures of it online, and it, from what I understand, it's just a white chocolate mocha with raspberry and a bit of pink magic. That's all the description says about it. I will try this when I go to the park next time, just to, you know, give it a whirl, since it's only being served at that downtown Disney Starbucks. And I'll let you guys know how it tastes. It's probably going to be too sweet for me, like the unicorn frap was, but, you know, I'll give it a whirl. So yeah, those are all my snacks right there over at the Disneyland Resort. I mean, we could go on and on with this.
Oh yeah. I've got one last one. And mine is from Animal Kingdom. It's at Flame Tree Barbecue, and it is the onion rings with their barbecue sauce. They have two different kinds of barbecue sauce, like your traditional one, and then there's a spicy. And I love the spicy barbecue sauce. And that's like one of my favorite things to stop and snack on. Like, I'll either eat it by myself, and it's a good portion of onion rings too. Either by myself, or I'll share it with Aljon if he's with me. But last time I ate it all by myself.
Yeah, Taylor. Well, yeah, Taylor will get mad if I don't mention onion rings. I forgot to mention. She loves the onion rings over at Hungry Bear and at Smoke Jumpers Grill. We believe they're the same onion rings, but they're beer battered. And she'll only get those onion rings there. She won't get them anywhere else except at Hungry Bear or Smoke Jumpers, because they're beer battered. No, that's another great snack. So she'll be mad at me if I don't mention that.
Well, I'll have to have those next time, because I haven't been to Smoke Jumpers. So I need to try that next time and get, because I love onion rings, especially if you say beer battered onion rings, you've got me sold on it. Like, yes, I want that. I will have that.
Yes.
So next time we're definitely, we're going to have this whole list of like foods that we're going to be so stuffed by the end of the day. So
just
many
another day. Just another day at Disneyland for me.
Always trying good stuff. Well, that is our show for you. Our favorite and some of the best must-try snacks at the Disney parks. Thanks so much for downloading the show. As we are part of the We Be Geeks networks, we can be found on iTunes, streamed on Stitcher, and watched on YouTube. And on YouTube, it's going to be under the Dining at Disney. Be sure to like and subscribe to our feeds. Share with your friends. And if you've got a second, give us a rating. We'd love a 5-star rating and review. In an upcoming episode, we're actually going to be reading some of your reviews that you've written. So if you want to hear yourself mentioned, go on there and write us a nice little review. Or you can write us a bad review, and we're going to read those too. If we've got them.
We'll take
If you're looking to support the show, you can always do that by shopping our affiliate links, the Disney Store, Garden Grocers, and Jelly Belly, or pick up one of our eBooks as well. So, Bubba, tell everybody where they can find you on the interwebs.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram, big_Bubba_B. And, you know, we're starting to get ready for Guardians of the Galaxy to open in the next couple of weeks. You guys got Pandora opening in the next couple of weeks.
Yep.
So it's going to be
a review on the food. Hopefully during the
I hope you
time.
Guys do. I cannot wait for your review on that. I can't wait to see what they're going to be offering you guys there at Pandora. And, you know, we got the Summer of Superheroes over here at California Adventures, which Guardians is coming up for the attraction, and I can't wait for this summer to start. So let's get it. Let's get it going.
As far as dining at Disney, you can find us at diningatdisney.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Periscope, and my personal favorite, Instagram. I love Instagram. Yes. And definitely will be posting. Preview is going to be on the 18th. So we'll be posting live from there. Some images of Pandora, the world of Avatar, for you. If you guys have a show you would like for us to do, a topic you want us to discuss, you've got some questions or comments, you can always email us at podcast@diningatdisney.com. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, bon appétit.